Last week, we explored the reasons behind your current struggles by looking into the past. This week, we're shifting our focus to uncover the patterns that have been holding you back. Patterns in your thoughts, feelings, and actions shape your results, and today we'll shine a light on them. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 46. Welcome back for your coaching session today. This episode is the second part of a two-part series. We talked last week about figuring out why you haven't been able to tone your arms so far. Turning backwards and looking in that rear view mirror to figure out the reasons so that you can create new steps that take you where you want to be, not where you are today. This is part two. What today's episode is about is figuring out why you're not toning your arms by looking at your patterns. Today, we're going to focus all about patterns. Get comfortable. You're here to be coached, and I'm here to coach you. Let's continue with our discussion from last week, which was all about why you have unwanted fat and flab on your arms in the first place and why you struggle to lose it. We talked a little bit about breaking it down into the tiniest little components that were a part of what got you here today and changing them so that you could have a different result today. What we're saying, essentially, what I'm saying to you is no more secrets. Let's shine the light on why you're here. Because if not, then what you're going to be doing, which you've probably done before, is taking any plan to tone up and lose weight and generically apply it to yourself. Well, guess what? Generic doesn't work. The way for any plan to work for you is to make it totally personalized. The way that we're going to do that is to look at exactly what issues you've been challenged by and change the way you have approached them. Keep that in the front of your mind right now. Generalizing is not good. Generic is not good. Personalized, individualized. That's what we're going for. I want you to think about patterns. Because whether you realize it or not, you have a lot of different patterns in your life. Patterns are the habitual ways that you think and feel and act over and over again. Our goal today is to get at your patterns and shine that light on them so we could create a non-generic plan for you going forward. You have patterns. I have patterns. Some of them help you and some of them hinder you. You may have a pattern of thinking that you did something wrong all the time. And that has frequently been one of my patterns. When something in life goes wrong, my frequent thought is, or used to be, what did I do? That means I have a pattern of thinking constantly that I must have done something wrong. Or maybe you have a pattern of thinking that other people know better than you. Or another really common one is maybe you have a pattern of thinking that you never have enough. That also was my personal favorite. Not a feel-good one, but it was the one that I went to often. These are thought patterns. Your brain is wired to let you repeat things that you do over and over again really efficiently. If you get the slightest inkling that it's not fair that other people have toned arms and you don't, your brain's going to go right on the job of creating a pattern of thinking that there's never enough. It's not fair. You may always feel deprived. If you do feel deprived a lot and you wonder why, that may very well be one of your patterns. The thoughts that you have on a regular basis, and if you've been listening to me for a little while, you know that your thoughts lead you to a certain emotion. Your emotions lead you to doing things, taking action. The thoughts that you have on a regular basis, they create your life. When you think something over and over again, it becomes a habit or a pattern. You just don't question it. Eventually, these thought patterns give you your life, your body, your weight, everything. You may have some patterns of thinking something. You may also have patterns of feeling a certain way. When you're alone, maybe you're in a pattern of feeling lonely. If someone cancels plans to be with you, you probably go right into your pattern of feeling lonely. Being alone has nothing to do with the feelings of loneliness. That's optional. Okay? When you fall off the wagon from the fitness path that you're on, you may go right into the pattern of feeling hopeless and believing that something's wrong with you. Of course, you know by now that you also could have a pattern of behavior, how you act, what you do. A perfect example of a pattern of thought and behavior is when you tell yourself, I can't eat just one of these. And when you have one potato chip, for example, you may continue on to finish the bag. It's not because of the old commercial from Lay's potato chips, but you can't eat just one, if you're even old enough to remember that. That's not the only reason, but that is like a thought that that commercial plants in your head. It's the thought that maybe you can't eat just one. That's what causes the behavior. That's a pattern. The good news is that your brain created all of your patterns as a way of making your life easier and more efficient. Your brain really doesn't think or know the consequences of the patterns that it's helping you create. There's simply like an alarm clock that you set to go off at a certain time, and it's going to keep doing it whether it's helpful or not. To change your patterns, which you'll need to do to get a different result, you have to first become aware of what your patterns are. I want you to begin thinking of things that you've done on a regular basis as you've searched for ways to tone and sculpt your arms. What are your habitual thoughts that lead you to not lift weights or to overeat? What are your habitual feelings that have you reaching for the remote or for the chips? What actions do you take on a regular basis that keep you from ever reaching your goal? Since you created your patterns, I want you to be assured that if anyone can change them, you can. The first step is really exploring what these patterns are. So we're going to shine the light on them to make sure that they're not going to be controlling you by being conscious. We're going to make them conscious. We're going to put your awareness on them, and they will not be able to secretly sabotage your arm toning efforts anymore, because you will be in charge. You're the boss. The first question I want to ask you, these are going to be four questions. Let's look at the four questions first. Okay. The first question is, what have you been doing right? And what have you been doing a little bit of that you wish you were doing more of? What have you been doing that you'd love to stop doing? What have you been doing that you'd like to do less of? Let's look at all of them together. If you want to tone your arms and lose some extra fat and flab, do you still think that everything you did didn't work? Are you lumping everything together? Are you telling yourself you did everything wrong? Because before we can go into looking at a pattern, let's look at that big overarching belief. The reality is that you probably did some things well. You did some things that you may want to change and some things that you may want to eliminate. But it's not helpful to lump everything together and just assume that you can't do it and you can't do anything right. It's just not true. Let's stop putting everything together and going black and white. Let's separate the facts from the fiction. Some things you did well. Some things you did and you need to do more of. And some things you may want to do less of. It's a mixture. We're going to create your own secret formula for achieving beautiful arms. Let's think back over the last few years. The first question is, what have you been able to do that was helpful? When I coach my women and occasionally men one-on-one, the very first question I ask them is, what is going well for you? What are you doing right? What do you feel good about? The reason I do this and the reason I'm asking you this right now is that if you're anything like everyone I work with, you do some things right. Definitely. But then you just dismiss them and you put your focus on anything and everything that you're not doing well. I want you to train yourself to focus on what is good and what you are doing right, because that's what you want more of. When you think something that makes you feel good and it makes you feel proud, that good and proud and confident feeling leads you to take the next step and make it be a good action instead of something that feels kind of ho-hum because you think you're doing everything wrong. Here's an example. Let's say that I asked you what's going well for you. One of the things is maybe you are really good at planning your week, scheduling your workouts, and making sure that you had good things to eat that were ready and prepped and available. Maybe you were good at bringing delicious lunches to work and making dates to work out with friends. Now, it could be 100 different things. That's just an example. But I want you to take a minute right now and think, what is going well? What am I doing right? What do I feel proud of? Acknowledge it and give yourself a pat on the back for what is going well. Now, the next thing I want you to look at in your patterns is what did you do a little bit of that you know you could do more of? You're dipping your toe in the water and you're doing some things good, but you know that if you did more of them, it would be even better. Here's an example that I hear. Maybe you might be thinking that you'd like to be a little more adventurous and cook a little bit and prepare some different foods. If you tend to get bored eating the same thing and cooking the same thing or buying the same thing every week, you know that if you varied it, it would be easier to stick to. Okay. Another example that you might relate to is you might think that you want to make more time for yourself. Because even if I tell you exactly what to do, you still need to take time to think about it, to read, to write, to listen, and just to reflect on your life. It takes a space in between doing and doing and doing to plan what's going to happen next and not just let it happen by default. When I asked you, what have you been doing a little of that you know you could do more of? Those are things that come under that category. Now, the third question is, what have you been doing that you'd love to stop doing? Here's a big one that we mostly spend all of our time focusing on, but let's just acknowledge it. I want you to think, what's the biggest thing I struggle with when it comes to toning my arms? What do I wish I could stop doing? Maybe you wish you could stop skipping your arm workouts because you feel too tired or overwhelmed. Or perhaps you struggle with inconsistency, starting strong but giving up after a week or two when progress feels slow. Maybe you catch yourself avoiding exercises altogether because you doubt they'll work. Or you wish you could stop making excuses like, I'll start tomorrow. Think about what you'd truly love to stop doing that's holding you back from achieving the toned arms that you want. We're going to break down those behaviors and make a specific plan just for you. The last question is, what have you been doing that you'd like to do less of when it comes to toning your arms? We're not focusing on cutting it out entirely or being an all or nothing, but instead becoming more aware. Take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, what am I doing that's just not helping me achieve toned arms? For example, do you want to do less skipping your arm exercises because you're too busy or distracted? Maybe you tend to let others' opinions discourage you, like skipping a workout because someone said toning arms at your age isn't worth it. Or perhaps you'd like to stop avoiding strength exercises because they feel hard and you convince yourself they just don't matter. When you start thinking, this is too much effort, or feel tempted to give up, that's when old habits can creep in and hold you back. Let's pinpoint those behaviors so we can work on reducing them step by step. By answering these four questions, like the examples that we just talked about, what you're doing is you're plotting your new roadmap using your patterns from your past efforts. And that is really different. And that is really important than following a generic fitness plan. Because what you're doing now is you're creating a roadmap. You are acting as your own GPS system, and you need to clearly program yourself of where you want to go and why. You need to start somewhere. You need to know where you're starting and know where you want to go. The cool thing is you know your roadblocks, your patterns, your potholes, and you know the detours that you're going to take. Now you're going to focus on making a personalized plan for you. No more generic. Get clear on your patterns and make specific steps that you're going to take. Your three main focuses are your body, your mind, and your self-care. Okay. Your body, like when to start eating, what to eat, when to stop eating, break it down, moving your body. Do you move it at all? Do you need to start lifting weights? Do you want to? What will you do? Your mind. What are you thinking that's creating your feelings? What have you been thinking for years that have hardened into beliefs? How do those thoughts and beliefs lead you to take actions that are not always in your favor? And your self-care, which simply means, are you taking care of your needs? Do you know what your needs are? Do you know what your non-negotiable needs are? Have you found a way to give them to yourself? No matter what, that is your goal, and you are totally able to do this. So you have your focus. I want to hear how you're doing. This is where we start. This is where I want you to look at what went wrong in your past when you tried to solve your arm, fat, and flab issues, because I don't want you to keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again. I want to hear from you. I hope to see you back here next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.